Denise Ronayne, CJ's Brewing Company inside the U.S. Hockey Arena in Plymouth. It is so cool what you guys are doing. Tell everybody about this pizza.
Oh, my gosh. We're so excited. So if you are a fan of hockey and you live in the Plymouth area, you've been to the arena either to see kids skate or to watch one of the Team USA games. But what the really cool part is that our pizza has become super popular in the community and with our own fans. So what better than to, you know, grab our army of hockey fans in the hockey community here in Plymouth and give back and give them, our frontline workers, something that they'll really love, which is some amazing hot CJ's pizza, as our way to say thank you for, which I can't imagine how hard they're working, but it's something small, but it's something we can do.
Denise, if you had to describe CJ's pizza, how would you describe it? Is it a deep dish? Is it thin?
So you can get both deep dish and a thin crust, as well as just a round. But I think if you ask people what our favorite is, there's probably two. One is a plain old round one topping pepperoni.
Ooh.
It is fantastic. And then we have our deep dish, which has a little bit of that crusty edge to it, that caramelized crusty edge. And it is so wonderful. People really crave it. It's just wonderful.
You know, the other thing, too, and by the way, a $25 CJ gift card every time you purchase one. You guys, like you said, you donate a deliver a large pizza to U of M's emergency department, usahockeyarena.com/CJ's. Right there on the front page, you'll see the link. The BLT pizza, you put mayo on it. Whoever came up with that idea, give them a statue, a medal, whatever, because it tastes, fantastic.
Yeah.
Call. It's really just cool that you guys are doing this, Denise. I mean, whose idea was this?
So you know what, it really was a group effort. We've been closed, the building's been closed since March 12th. And we've struggled as everyone to use Zoom calls and any kind of technology. We kind of stay together and we have brainstorming sessions and, you know, meetings with our team all the time. And this really was the idea of Joe Patel. He is our restaurant manager. And again, it was his way to try to give back, rally our employees, rally the community. And it's fun to do something that people are familiar with. And when they see it, they're like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. The other thing we offer is that if you want to order or you want to buy a $25 gift card for every denomination, it's a pizza to the front line, our pizza pledge. But you can also, and we encourage it, if you're just struggling with a way to give back, you can purchase a gift card and allocate it to go directly to the front line. So I think we've sold close to $3,000 or $4,000 worth of pizza gift cards.
Wow.
The majority of those were donations.
Wow.
Now, when are you guys, I'm sorry, Jim, when are you guys going to do curbside pickup again?
So we're pretty excited. Things seem to be loosening up a little bit. For us, it was important to try to get some of our other business units online. And as you probably know, we are home to the summer drive-in theater at USA Hockey Arena. And we cannot wait to get those screens up and get those movies playing. We can't imagine a safer, more friendly place for families to get out and start, you know, socializing with safe distancing and safe procedures, but people are craving the drive-in. We just get all kinds of emails and texts about when are you going to open? We can't wait. What a perfect idea. And I think it's really going to become a really great place for families to go as things lighten up and we can get people back to the rink, back to the parking lot, eating CJ's pizza.
And watching a marathon of the Mighty Ducks on the big screen.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be super interesting to see what movies are available when we come back online. But we're really looking, probably CJ's, to answer your question, CJ's will probably be back doing curbside probably within the next 2 weeks. And then as soon as we can get construction back out there, we'll get those screens built ASAP and start communicating that we have an opening date.
Fantastic.
Okay, so Denise, a couple of movies. We want all the Mighty Duck movies,
yes,
obviously.
Mighty Ducks.
We also want Young Blood with Rob Lowe. And then we
right.
want
Miracle.
Ice Castles.
Miracle, too.
Yeah, Miracle on Ice, and then Ice Castles with Robbie Benson. Okay? And then you'll throw roses all over the drive-in theater at the end of the movie, and we'll trip on it.
So I have to ask, Brian, what's your favorite movie treat? What's your go-to?
What is our favorite go-to treat?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, what is it for you?
Popcorn, no doubt.
Milk Duds.
Oh, good call.
If something weird about concession stand food or candy, it just tastes better. I don't get it.
I like Milk Duds.
Yeah, what about you, Denise? Well, I love pizza. What? I mean, the fact that I can eat pizza in the car, that's the problem. I'm probably just going to eat the BLT pizza.
Okay, so here's the really cool thing. When you go to the drive-in, we actually deliver food right to the movie theater, so you won't have to go inside any buildings to get your food.
Oh,
cool.
Even better yet.
Okay.
Right. I know, it's awesome. You're like, I'm in the White Explorer and in row 3.
Just giving you a fair warning, Denise. I haven't been alone with my wife in a long time, so we'll have to honk the horn or something.
I'm sorry. You're cutting out, Ryan.
All right. Denise Jourdain, Sales and Marketing Director, USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth. CJ's Brewing Company, man, these gift card program you're doing, of course, back for curbside. Thank you so much for the time. We got all the info posted on our website as well. Be safe, and we'll see you soon.
All right. I appreciate the support. Take care.